I had a showcase on Wednesday night. It was the first time I got to play with Josh, with Budo, and Andrew Jocelyn on violin, and I loved it. I loved it. So, you know, putting aside all the issues related to playing a showcase in the festival here, you don't know what your sound is going to be like, you don't know who's going to show up, you don't know who's going to be at the door waving people in, you don't know the price of the drinks. It worked out great. I'm quite happy with the new collaboration. I'm thrilled.
Good, and that's going to continue for a while?
Yes, we've got, in the very next future, we have a show in Marfa.
That's right, Monday night, yes.
A show in Marfa at the Lost Horse Saloon. And then we do Arizona, we do Tucson and Phoenix, my farewell shows, because I'm leaving Arizona. I'm moving.
Where are you moving to?
I've been in Tucson 20 years. I am moving to, Palermo, Sicily.
Perfect.
Yes.
How beautiful.
I needed a home base in Europe. I've been doing a lot of work there, and I've been wanting to go back to Europe. It's something that I miss over there. I don't miss France, where I'm from. I miss Europe. And I just could not figure out where I was going to be moving to. And then I realized I've been in the Southwest for so long that I need sun. I cannot be in Germany or anywhere north of Lyon. Snow just boggles me. Sun, cheap, beautiful places, inspiring, and chaotic. Anywhere before downtown revitalization. And Palermo is perfect.
You didn't think of Spain?
I thought of Spain, but I've been always more attracted to Italy for some reason. I don't speak the language. L'Abandon was composed by an Italian composer.
I know. I was wondering, was that the reason why you were moving to Italy?
No. No. There's no composer
Christian.
In my life. There's no Christian in my life. There's just Palermo and the peace of mind and the quality of dream you get out there. For me, it works.
Well, that's a sad loss, though.
No. It's just different. And then I meet
Tucson. What are they going to do?
I went out in style.
And the Music Factory.
Yeah.
So when are you moving there?
I'm leaving Tucson at the end of this month.
Wow.
It's all packed up. I've sold my furniture. I've, you know, gave my cat a rabies shot in case I actually went ahead and brought it to Europe.
Tell me about your new album.
The new album is the third one that was made in Tucson. And it's the third one in 6 years, I guess. It's composed by Sergio Mendoza, who's been my drummer for 2-3 years now. He's a fantastic musician. He tours a lot with Calexico, and he's got his own mambo big band. He's an orchestra type. He needs layers of things and brass and tons of stuff. So I come to him with really dark thoughts and dark songs and wanting something to reflect my state of mind the last year, which was really dark. And the shock of those two forms of expression, the darkness I brought in and his joy, his energy, we did a strange album. I called it The Cat, Not Me, but it's actually in French. Just the title is in English. And I'm super happy with it. I just got to do the last mix. Finally, I'm putting it to peace.
It's in French, isn't it?
It is in French, yes.
You told me the last time we spoke that you were going to record your next album in English.
Yes, and I'm not ready for that yet. I love the French language, and it's a battle I want to keep fighting. The French language... I've been away from France for so long that I don't really live there, but there's a part of me that still wants to be accepted there, that still wants to belong to France. I'm not sure that's why I sing in French, but whenever I bring my albums to France and I get feedback, they don't get it. It's sung differently. It's mixed like an American album. It's not so much about understanding every word. It's about the French language being made into music. And not necessarily the music that we're used to when we speak French. There's a special of course, a special pattern to speaking French, a flow that everybody loves. But when you take that and bring it into rock and roll, whatever it is we do, the words and the music and the energy of what I am now, an American musician, just clash. And there's beauty in that, this percussion in the syllables, these sounds that are not necessarily French. And I've had long discussion at the festival here with my French friends who come to play here, who have the same struggles. They want to take the French language and bend it and play with it and treat it the way Americans, as Americans, do with the actual language. I do love writing in French, but there's one song in the album that I wrote in fake French, because I said, well, people will listen to the album not knowing the French language. Mm-hmm. So I might as well just loosen up on my writing and write a song in French, in something that passes as French, but is not grammatically correct. That's just like words. And see where that opens up the language for me. And it was so much fun.
Tell me about those songs. What are they about?
Depression, spiritual exhaustion, mental exhaustion, addiction, anything that ends in young, I guess. That's quite a few of it.
Well, you know, have you ever written an album that was frivolous and lighthearted and fun?
There's a few songs that are a little happier. I mean, even in this album, there's a balance between light and dark, between joy and sadness. It's the forces of life. To me, that's the game.
Do you suffer from depression?
I can. When I've been touring for 4 years and I don't know where I live anymore and I'm exhausted, I mean, anybody would.
Yes, but I think you set yourself up for this, quite frankly.
Oh, yeah, you know. Oh.
You put yourself into situations that are...
Yeah, and then
dicey.
Exactly, and then you deal with it. You put yourself in trouble only as much that you flirt with the edge.
Yes.
Definitely, I do that a lot.
Yes.
And just pull back just enough. It's, yeah.
So, Palermo, have you picked out somewhere to live there?
There's quite a lot of choices. Yeah, I don't have a firm place yet, but I've been staying with some friends in a beautiful 15th century palazzo right on the on the port, on the beach, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Is that where the mafia comes from?
Yeah.
You're joining, are you?
The Leopard, too. There's that that beautiful novel.
El Gattopardo, is that what you're talking
about?
Yeah. And who composed the music for that? Nina Rota?
I'm not sure. I haven't
or
actually
Ennio
seen
Marconi.
The movie.
I can't remember which one.
But, yeah, it's an interesting place because it's really the furthest south you can go in Europe.
Right.
In a fairly big city.
Yes.
It's a border town. I mean, Tunisia is right over there.
Right.
It's crumbling and it's chaotic and it's wild. It reminds me of Tucson 20 years ago when I moved there, when people from the outskirts of downtown were afraid of coming into downtown. Mm-hmm. There's nothing that dangerous about it, you know, just the Wild West. But
did you say you don't speak Italian?
No, and I don't speak Sicilian either.
Well, there you are. You're setting yourself up for more chaos, right?
No, I was there the whole month of November. I just spent an entire month there, and I did the things I've been wanting to do, and I've not really taken the time to do. Listen to music, read books, dream, sleep long hours, wake up to these incredibly complicated, convoluted dreams, just overwhelmed by sounds, and not speaking the language helps to just float, dream, I think.
Well, I have never been to Palermo. Oh, Jackie Bear wrote Ports of Call about Palermo and Tunis.
Mm-hmm.
And somewhere in the south of Spain, I can't remember, escapes me anyway. Very nice piece of music. Just when you mentioned that Tunis is right across the way from Palermo.
Yeah.
It's going to be a very nice creative environment, I think. Those cultures.
Yeah,
all coming together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is a clash of culture. It's still Europe, and because I work with now with an American musician, composer, producer, I'm not giving up on what I love about being here and working here. That was one of the things that made me resist moving to Europe, was that I just wanted to keep working with American musicians. That's my language. That's who I've been learning and learning from and working with. And there's just something about the energy here and the way people live music and just dive into experiences just for the sake of it, to see where it's going to lead. That's just precious.
So, The Cat Not Me, is it a CD yet? Is it a reality?
The Cat Not Me will come out as a vinyl. My version of it, the one I produced and mixed and controlled, it will be a vinyl. And we're going to be working with Budo on having him remix the album. And I think I'd like that version to be the actual CD digital version. But I think I want to save my version for vinyl, because I think it deserves the vinyl, and I'll leave there.
When will this become a reality?
I think by June, yeah, because there's no need to wait until fall for marketing reasons or anything. Who cares?
Right.
When it's ready, it's ready.
Marianne, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.